Righteousness by Faith. Chapter 3. What High Priest Does in Second Apartment. Second Apartment Service only once a year. Day of Atonement, 10th day of 7th month. Two goats chosen by lot represent Christ and Satan. Lord's goat killed, blood offered for atonement. Purpose of Day of Atonement Ministry, blotting out of sin. High Priest entered Most Holy Apartment. His last work, cleansing altar of incense. This teaches that forgiveness of sins still available until last moment when High Priest leaves before 7 last plagues poured out. Priest makes an end of reconciling as he leaves sanctuary. Hebrew word kalahir kanotza. Final atonement. Then lays all confessed and forgiven sins upon head of live goat, signifying that Satan must bear ultimate responsibility. This is not an atonement. Did David sense this significance? Live goat sent into the wilderness, never to return. Satan, the antitypical scapegoat, banished to this earth and will perish. Heavenly Day of Atonement demonstrates that Satan, not God, responsible for sin. God cleared of blame, entire universe reconciled in final atonement. Typical Day of Atonement was Day of Judgment for Israel. Heavenly, antitypical Day of Atonement a Day of Judgment for all. Every case decided for eternity before Christ returns second time. Heavenly Day of Atonement accomplishes final blotting out of sin. Forgiven sinner can cancel his own forgiveness by impenitence. Theme of Book of Hebrews is blotting out of sin, not merely forgiveness of sins. This is called made perfect. Christ the demonstration of character perfection God desires to see in us. Christ's sacrifice on cross provided complete atonement. God's people as a body have never fully appreciated his atonement sacrifice or high priestly ministry. Therefore, the atonement provided has never been applied fully and effectively. Purpose of Christ's ministry on Day of Atonement, to blot out sins. This is same as sealing work. Results in people who truly keep commandments. Next event is Second Coming of Christ. Agape love is true keeping of commandments.